Early on a Monday morning, the silence that had surrounded EverBank Field for most of the offseason ended as the players reported for the first day of the voluntary workouts. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton, along with senior writer John Osier. And really, that's what this week is about, the players coming back and getting to know one another because there's some new names and hear from Doug Marrone.
Well, and there's not much going on in terms of football this week. In terms of throwing footballs around, in terms of running, all that stuff is for in a couple of weeks in phase two. This phase one, the most important thing, conditioning, let's see how they come back. I think Doug and Tom, both last week at the event that you hosted, Brian, talked about these guys needed to come in here and be ready to work. So they'll be looking at physical conditioning. They'll be judging based on that. In terms of how things shape up for next season, it's the meetings. It's their first chance to get in and figure out what this offense, what this defense is going to be. We'll find out more on that later. Players finding it out now.
Well, and when you think about it, the last time most of these guys were here, there was no head coach. Tom
right.
Coughlin wasn't on the radar to be the new executive vice president of football operations. So it's their first chance to see how the system in here is going to be laid
right.
out. What's different from when Gus was the head coach?
Well, we've all assumed it. We've talked about it. We've talked to fans about it. Players have assumed it. They've probably texted and talked amongst themselves. But you know how it goes, Brian. Your first chance seeing something, your first chance being around something, whoa, all of a sudden the reality becomes the reality. This is Doug's first chance to talk to them and say, this is how it's going to be. I don't care what you've heard. I don't care what you thought. I don't care what we all sort of talked about in the last 2 weeks of last season. This is how it's going to be going forward. And there will be, I don't want to say culture shock, but there will be a culture awareness given down this week.
Tomorrow, the locker room will be open for cameras and media, and we'll hear from a couple of the players, but really, it's going to be a lot of speculation
mm-hmm.
about, well, how does Blake Bortles look, and where is Paul Posluszny going
right.
to line up? Later in the week is the annual draft luncheon, where Dave and Doug and Tom will sit and meet with the media, and we may find out some things about what this team will look like when it hits phase two on the offseason program.
Well, and I expect Doug will be a little more specific on some issues that he hasn't wanted to address yet because he hasn't had a chance to talk to players yet. It's important to him to, if he's going to make changes, if he's going to line people up at certain spots, he wants to be the one to tell them first. He can't talk to them about those things until this week. So all the storylines, all the things we're all excited about to cover, I think start becoming clearer as this week goes on.
We're still 3.5 months from the start of training camp, but it feels like football.
It'll be here before you know it.
It sure will, and the draft is next week. Lots to talk about. Look for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, at least twice more this week. That'll do it for this edition. We'll see you tomorrow.